This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I'm doing a new thing here where I'm giving you some headlines out of academia and scientific journals. These are headlines, some just astonishing news that is completely ignored in the mainstream media. And even for the most part, alternative media rarely covers this news. But as part of my job as the editor of Natural News, I scan a lot of academic sources, over 1,300 actually. It takes some time. And I find some really interesting stories, really interesting headlines, and I'm going to share some of those with you now. So this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to the Health Ranger Report. Also want to encourage you to check out scientific.news and medicine.news. So first, I've got to tell you about this story that claims that global warming is responsible for the riots. So this is a study from a couple of researchers, scientists, whatever, at Iowa State University. And this is so ridiculous. It claims that because of global warming, people are getting literally hot and bothered and angry and frustrated. And this is why we're seeing riots at Berkeley, for example, against Milo Yiannopoulos. And this is why, you know, angry leftists are in the streets and angry and rioting all the time. So in order to prove this, these authors engage in the most insanely bad quack science imaginable. They say that there was a study where they put one group of people in a cold room at 57 degrees Fahrenheit, and they put another group of people in a hot room at 97 degrees Fahrenheit. Notice that's a 40 degree difference. And then they noticed that the people in the 97 degree room showed behavioral signs of frustration and irritability and hostility. They have a hostility scale. And from this, they say, well, global warming is causing the riots. Well, here's the problem with that. Even if you believe the global warming advocates, the temperature has only risen 1.8 degrees. That's the worst case, and that's if you believe them. In truth, the temperature is always varying throughout the last, you know, thousands and even millions of years. So it's really not warming at all. That's a hoax. But even if you believe that it's real, it's only 1.8 degrees. So this whole violent behavior theory falls apart. If you put a group of people in a room that's 70 degrees, and then you put another group of people in a room that's 71.8 degrees, you're not going to see a bunch of violent behavior breaking out in the slightly warmer room. So there you go. That's what you get from Iowa State University, from a couple of PhDs. this is what they argue now. Just insane. All right. Next study. This comes out of this is published in MBio, a journal of the American Society for Microbiology. It shows that vaccine additives are not sufficient to protect obese mice from influenza. And what the study found is that obesity is actually something, it's what makes people vulnerable to influenza. Obesity almost more than anything else. And so they put in these adjuvants called Alum and AS03. And these are adjuvants like squalene and others that are used in the vaccine industry, injected into humans to try to create an inflammatory response. And what they found is that even the adjuvants made no difference and did not overcome the obesity of the mice. That the fact that they were obese is what caused them to catch the flu. So the conclusion from this is that the best way to prevent the flu is not to get a flu shot with adjuvants in it, but to slim down a little bit and not be obese. All right. Next story is a breakthrough in a search for an environmentally friendly pesticide. And this comes from Dr. Robert Kautz from the University of Hertfordshire. Sorry, some of these names over in the UK are kind of maybe they say Hertfordshire. But anyway, it's Hertfordshire. And they have found that there is a fungus that produces a natural, what they call a bioinsecticide. It's called B-Bassiana. And it's a bioinsecticide that kills all kinds of insects, but is not synthetic and it's not nearly as harmful to human health or the environment as, let's say, typical insecticides, you know, use on crops today, synthetic insecticides. So this is being called mycopesticides, myco meaning, you know, fungi. So it's just another example of how nature has already produced many of the chemicals that we could use to replace the more toxic synthetic man-made chemicals. And so anyway, this is being looked at, and it could be a breakthrough for a so-called environmentally friendly pesticide. And that's interesting that they're looking at that. All right, now we have something out of the Society for Healthcare Epidemiology of America. There was an outbreak at the Texas Children's Hospital that infected 24 children and put them in critically ill condition. And this was caused by, it turns out, this outbreak, which, remember, every time there's an outbreak, the mainstream media does what? They push vaccines. More vaccines, more vaccines. Turns out this outbreak was caused by a contaminated medication. So medication practically killed 24 children in a Texas hospital. The media did not report this at all. So once again, the media is covering up important news that they don't want you to know about, that shows how medications are or can be extremely dangerous, and medications are often the causes of the outbreaks. And so that's exactly what we saw in this press release. Kind of interesting. All right, the last story for you today is from Tufts. Tufts University? What is it? Yeah. All right, it's research that's been published in Ecological Entomology, and it's fascinating because it has found that honeybees are able to assess the mineral deficiencies of their own colonies, and when they detect a mineral deficiency, they proactively seek out nutrients in conjunction with the seasons, so they know, they have like an internal database of knowing during which seasons, which minerals are readily available in the environment, you know, from flowers and plants and so on. And then the honeybees go out and they gather the minerals from the sources that would typically have it. In other words, they have a database of the wild, in essence, and they know which minerals come from which places. Now, this is extraordinary. And there's a PhD candidate named Rachel Bonowen from the School of Arts and Sciences at Tufts, who says, quote, "The fact that honeybees switch their mineral preferences based on what is available in their floral diet is really amazing. This means that somehow honeybees know which nutrients the colony needs. This helps us support honeybees and other pollinators by providing access to diverse nutrient sources," and so on. Just what's fascinating about this is most humans don't even know where to get minerals. You know, most humans are suffering from chronic mineral deficiencies, and they're not too bright about it, frankly. They're, you know, humans feed their children the most toxic contaminated food that even deer wouldn't feed their children in the wild. It's like honeybees are more nutrient aware than your typical lottery ticket buying, Pop-Tart munching, you know, lower middle income American citizen. Seriously, an insect has more intelligence about searching out minerals than the average voter. I mean, just think about that for a second, how astonishing that is. So honeybees, even insects know that to stay healthy, you have to seek out minerals in the environment. And yet most humans don't know that. And most doctors in human society attack the idea. And they say that minerals don't matter, that nutritional supplements don't matter, mineral deficiencies don't exist, blah, blah, blah. Even honeybees know more than doctors. After 8 years of medical school and residency training, doctors still no less than an insect when it comes to mineral deficiencies. How astonishing is that? How astonishing is that? It's just incredible. So if you want to see more details on each of these stories, just go to naturalnews.com, because each of these scientific pieces that I've just commented on here is going to be covered on naturalnews.com. It may already be there by the time you hear this. So you can just go to naturalnews.com, use the search box, and you can find links to these original scientific studies and announcements from the universities that have published these pieces. So there you go. It's a fascinating world. And again, most of this you will never find in the mainstream media. Most of this you won't even find in the independent media. Most of human knowledge is completely unacknowledged. And whatever findings happen in academia and in scientific circles that do not support the financial interests of the corporations are routinely suppressed. Most of the so-called science that you actually hear in the media is just pro-pharma, pro-vaccine, pro-GMO, pro-junk food, pro-propaganda for all those groups, and that's it. You don't hear things like, hey, honeybees know more about mineral deficiencies than doctors. You don't hear that story, because that's not consistent with what they want you to think. So, if you want real information, stay tuned in to naturalnews.com, and thanks for listening. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing. and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.